earth. Well, I've done a lot of changes here. Spent the last few days getting the time in the way. I'm very staying. Dallas's bathroom's looking great. Better than it ever has. Ever. I think when we moved in, it was in worse shape. We've got to do some more tile work. And then it's down on it. Water is filtration down the south side. And the whole attitude needs to now be just get the big problems taken care of, covered over, fixed, whatever. Go ahead and pull down so the sheeting up in there to cut the size to cover up obvious problems. catch what we can. Thinking about various things here. There's plenty of time here just to say, Jay, you can just shut everything down right now. Stay where you are. Work on the masters and take it from there. But, I think it's just press forward. I think to a large degree, this is going to be about, kind of like the Willie Hancock Company. You just have to do even though the season may not be great, circumstances might not be as good as they could be. You go forward. And I decide not to start the Masters until June. But something told me to start in May. So, let's just go for it. I play house cells a decent amount of time to allow us to get out and handle all that. Wonderfully humbling. Issues that I own. And what we're going to do and how it's going to be done. Make a decent show, I promise. Oh. It's a decent need to be able to sell out. Pretty good. Several problems. Don't burn any bridges. That's an important thing to me. No point burning any bridges to anybody. But if it only had to be done, you go, I don't agree with that at all. Just, you know. I love these people. Served them for many years. So it's time to move on. Work on other matters. We had already thought about me just going back and forth to commuting. We already decided to get that, felt good about doing that, so I think having fun for the shooting lesson. It's hard along the way. Here we go. able to come front. So we just got rid of him. And, after the first 2 years, I was ready to move on. I've been really blessed in staying here. But it's just, I guess I put a certain price on the family. So we need to rearrange it up. Wherever that takes us. Yeah, you know, I dream about stuff like using and stuff like that. That's mostly just keeping going like that. Whether we really believe or not is another issue altogether. Who do you have? Days are still cold, and the current mornings are still cold, so there's hardly anything you can do outside in the morning. It comes the whole effort of working on other things. Needs to be safe. I guess that's why we're going to start renting. Make circumstances that much easier. You don't know where you're headed. There's no point in getting all tied down to a place. Plus, Lisa's already said it, and it is a definitive statement. When it comes like the house, for instance, we were looking at places to buy, and we were conveniently missing all of them at times. And Lisa said, I don't want to live in this house. Never liked it. So it's like, okay. The wind's blowing up and it's going through the hole and it's making noise, you know, like when you blow the top of a bottle. That's kind of cool. So, that's just barrel on. Barrel on. So when I get home, I think I'll work immediately on the tile, putting those in. Downstairs. Let's get downstairs for a stop. And then we'll go and switch places. Have everybody use downstairs for every need. Start to slow down the progression of craft. Well, it's still mine to worry about. Make sure it lasts a little bit longer. I got enough grout. There's plenty of this stuff. So we'll just make it happen. It's got some adhesive quality to it too. That would be great. Once it warms up a little bit, we'll work on everything we can. See how much we can stuff into one day. Look, trying to crush it. Okay. Good. Wait 24 hours. Put that to dry. Yeah, that's perfect. But that's what we're in the middle of right now anyway. Get a bunch of that kind of stuff. Call sky. If I can do 5 hours. Blessing. I hope I'll be humble enough to feel his blessings in the right frame of mind. Pull together, make everything happen. You gotta think about who's gonna talk for Mother's Day. Thinking about contentment all of a sudden. And that's an interesting concept. One that I have struggled with over the years. There's a school of thought that says that you must learn to be content. And those that see a lack of contentment as a as a tool, tool to push them forward. Content people are those who are unwilling to don't really do so when great things need to be done. Content people don't do them. You know? You have to live with yourself. Enough people take drugs to try to self-medicate themselves, whether it's through a doctor or through buying a drug off the street or whatever. I'm not justifying drug dealing or anything like that. It's just funny if people just get pushed on drugs, and that's it. You know, it is. There is some higher purpose. Suffering around in there. Just talks about the contentment. Hey, it's happy and content. And also the process of thinking about, well, I said, am I supposed to be, you know, is it like taking drugs? Is it supposed to teach yourself then, you know, transcendental meditation, whatever? So that you can deal with all the crap around you, an unfulfilled life, stuff like that. And I've never felt like that those were the answers, at least for me. So, and I'm often suspicious of the advice that I give. That are oftentimes rationalized the way they deal with things. That the whole concept of running out to the hearing, walking out faith. It has a physical aspect, of course, but there's also more of a larger picture of it. Right now, I'm running. The whole attitude of don't bite off more than you can chew. You know, the house is going to sell. Question of when and for how much. Frankly, I don't care about the how much so much. You know, people think, oh, well, you need to sell it up until it's worth $125,000. You go, nope. You're going to be happy with 80s, 70s, might not be too bad. I think if I laid off now, well, not right now, I'd finish up what we're doing now, and behind me. Okay, well, I've got another idea. We're going to just put a patch, we're going to put one of those silly things behind it. We're going to put crap in front of it. Okay, and that down there, get look good. Yeah. That'll do the job. Okay, if there's something back behind it, you know, a little bit of form. That's great, you do. Cover over that with a treated piece of wood. Let's look at the tile first. Put the downstairs tile pull together. There we go. knock off the tile first. Hopefully it wasn't all the boulders that I bought. All together enough to take. Life is good.
scared.